Welcome everyone to the Take Action team call. My name is Sarah Maxwell and I am interviewing from beautiful Queensland, Australia. The heat is finally letting down a little bit, though autumn is upon us. The leaves don't quite turn the same color as they do where I'm used to. I grew up in Eastern Canada, but all is forgiven when you smell the eucalyptus trees that are all around here. So, look, I've been learning and growing from these Take Action team calls for more than 3 years now. And so when Warren Lance asked me to lead a call, I'm excited to be able to do a really good job for everyone. Our guests today have had huge life transformations, and all because they took up the challenge, literally. Isagenics offers one of the easiest and most sure ways of success in your health, the 16-week Isobody Challenge. It's free to join. It offers weekly accountability calls. There's a $200 product voucher for finishing and even a grand prize potential of $10,000+. So, look, it's a no-brainer. So then why the heck have I, myself, my partner, and countless others never completed an Isobody Challenge? You know, I've been loving Isagenics for more than 3.5 years now. I lead a team of more than 9,000 people, and yet we never engaged in this amazing challenge, nor actively led with this option for team members. So this is me being honest, and it's for that reason that I wanted to commit to this call today. Because after seeing these guests, these finalists of this year's Isobody ANZ Challenge, and as they shared their stories, the impact, look, I really know that it's time to do it different and utilize one of the most important tools that we have at our disposal at Isagenics. So it's never too late to get into it, right? So today's call might get emotional when we hear how father of four, Damien from New Zealand, lost 53 kilos, which is 117 pounds, in his 16-week challenge. Or maybe it's Robin, who in her 60s went from aches and pains and sleepless nights to running her first marathon next month. Or maybe it'll be Michael's story, who at 47 years old has always been known as the fit guy, yet he wasn't feeling so fit on the inside until he reduced his body fat by more than 10% over his 16 weeks. Or perhaps it's Shannon, who jokingly said that he thought he used to look pretty good without his t-shirt on, because he says that's what his wife used to tell him, until he looked really, really good flexing those abs and felt truly comfortable in his own skin. So all four of these amazing people have put in the hard yards over their 16-week challenges and are now here to share with all of us how we too can take ourselves to that next level. So I'd love us all to welcome to the call Robin Cotton from WA in Australia, Shannon Marsters from Queensland, Michael Bowen Payne from New South Wales, and Damien Ferretti from New Zealand. So welcome all of you.
What's happening? Thanks for that.
Hey, Sarah.
You're welcome. Look, I wish that we had some visual, you guys, right now, because the visual really does start to tell a little bit of the story. So, look, I really want to start this call with a bang. So I'd love Damien, because, look, Damien, so get ready. It's going to be you right from the beginning. So I'd love for you to share with us all how the heck you ever released 66 kilos, which is 146 pounds, over the age of 40. Like, bring us back to how you found out about Isagenics, why you got started, and some of the hurdles you faced.
Thanks, Sarah. How I got started was, obviously, I was running multiple businesses at a particular stage, and I was totally stressed, totally overweight. Totally overweight is a minimum statement. And for me, you know, every time, one of the things I hated was every time I got up to go to work, I hated the shell that I was in, and I'd look in the mirror and just disgust. And I'd shake my head, like literally shake my head. But, you know, I'm a father of four, so you got to put that smile on your face when you walk down those stairs. You know, your kids are, you're on show for your kids 24 hours a day. And even though I was hurting inside, I just had to put that smile on. But it was around that very similar time I was catching up with my youngest brother, Zaren. And he's a professional athlete, so he's traveled the world playing basketball. And, you know, we have a really good relationship. you know, we always talk regardless, even if we haven't seen each other via phone. And I think that we'd spent quite a long time not talking. And when we were set to catch up, the first thing that I noticed straight away was the massive disappointment in his eyes. And I could see that, and I knew exactly what it was because I saw that every day in the mirror. And literally the first thing that said that came out of his mouth after he gave me a massive hug, literally, bro, what are you doing? You're fat. And, you know, even now I'm swallowing back right at this minute moment, because when I set myself into that particular time, it hurt. It hurt so much. My ego, you know, even though I do every single day for my kids, I put that big smile on my face and just brush it off. I was hurting. And there was one thing. He was absolutely right, though. He wasn't telling a lie. He was telling me the truth. And he was telling it from love. But he just didn't say to me, you're fat, and that was that. He said, bro, I want to help you. And he introduced me to the product. And for me, my ego, when he was talking to me, it was like telling me something and then introducing me a solution. And I really, my ego didn't want to hear it at that time. So by the time I settled down and put my ego aside and said, you know, one, he's right, and two, I've been asking for this all along, I gave it a shot. And so I kicked it off, and now I've been with Osteogenics for 18 months. And yes, you're right, I've released 66 kilos of weight. Obviously, you've got your pound converter there. But I've also gained 25 kilos of muscle. So I've lost a lot more weight than what you actually see. Because I've gained that muscle mass. So, but that's very secondary to me now. Like, I'm no longer stressed. I'm definitely no longer unhealthy. And the biggest thing that I've been able to do for myself is, and utmost best thing for my life personally, was I've actually been able to forgive myself for the actions that have taken place to get me into that position. So, and that's been a really big thing, you know. As you said with Shan before, you know, being comfortable in your own skin, it is a big factor. And you know, we're here today, and I enjoy every moment of my life. I'm back to surfing. I'm doing things with my children, and those things are totally more important than the weight. But yes, when I first kicked it off, it was all about me and all about losing the weight. But little do I know anything else would happen. Everything else was a secondary. So, yeah.
And would you say, because when I hear your story, I've heard it in an event and I got really emotional, and you were emotional as well. But some people hear this and it almost seems insurmountable. So they might be in their ego. They might not think there's a problem. So were there hurdles? I think sometimes I've heard you talk about some of the hurdles, and I think so many people will relate to it, because I heard you weren't necessarily the dream cleanser straight away.
Oh, absolutely not. I hated. From day one, I rang my brother endless times. And yet again, we do have a great relationship. And I rang him the first day, and I told him I was starving. And what is he doing to me? And I was like, this is not natural. You know, I came up with every excuse, and he's like, literally did not answer the phone from me. So I'd leave messages, ring, leave a message, hang up, ring, leave a message, hang up. And that'd be like 17 times. And like, as soon as I hung up, I'd ring back again. And then it come time for a cleanse, and I rang him nonstop the whole day. He didn't answer. He only answered once in the afternoon. And he was cracking up, like he had rang my father saying, you got to check this out. This guy's crazy. Because he rang me, he goes, bro, you are crazy. What's going on? He says, I'm not answering you. I already know what you're going to say. And I say to him, and sorry, I'm just going to, there was some F-bombs, okay? I'm not really a big swearer, but I was like, you've got me in this and blah, this. And I said, I'm dying here. I'm starving. And you know what? I was to the brink. And this is only like 4 days in. And I'm upset. I'm crying. I've gone from crying to anger, back to crying again. And then he turns around and says to me this. He goes, you know what, bro? You're right. This probably isn't for you. He said, so like I said, there's always that money back guarantee. And, you know, I think you're best to do that because that's what I think. You know, little did I know, my biggest brother, who I've always looked up to, has quitting in his vocabulary. I said, I beg your pardon? I said, what did you say to me? He goes, you know, it's okay. Some people just like to quit. And I was like, you effing what? I'll show you. And then I hung up. I rang him straight away. I said, I'll show you, mate. You watch. You wait and see. Hung up. And I'd keep ringing back going, how dare you tell me I'm a quitter? I'm not a quitter. And he's cracking up laughing. He's actually kept some recordings of it. When we were at Celebration, he played one to me. And he said, you bro, the most proudest moment for me is to listen back to those recordings that I've made of you and listen to you now, and you are two different people. You are totally, he says, you're my brother, I love you, but you are actually two different people. So yes, it was hectic for the whole challenge. I don't like to tell people, oh yeah, it was, you know, as a challenge when you finish it and you reflect, it's great. But when you're in it, you know, you have to live by, you know, he told me, open the box, read what's in the box, take what's in the box, and repeat until you get the desired result. And so I'm ringing him saying, so there's only two pages here. He goes, well, actually, that's actually one page. It has shake day and cleanse day. I said, oh, what are these options? He goes, no such thing as options. As soon as you bring options into the equation, you're going to option to have other things. So stick to what it says on there. So it told me to take the tablets at this time. I took the tablets. So it told me to have two of those little round snacks. I had two of those little round snacks. Even though it was, in my mind, it was killing me, and I was probably the most painful person for him. He said, if you weren't my brother, I don't know what I would do with you. He said, but, you know, I'm glad that you ventured through. So I didn't do anything. I guess when I look back at it, people are going, so you didn't have an apple, or you didn't have this. I said, if it's not on that two pages, I didn't have it. And it was only until the last month where, because I went from no training, because I was I had injured myself, I was literally bedridden, and to right at the end of it to training every day, whereas I'd do a 1,000-calorie burn on an exercise machine to get a swim cake, because I didn't even know they existed. I just blocked myself out from every other product. He told me to auto-ship a President's Pack, and it's coming, and that's it. I didn't even know about e-shots until last month, because he had me focused. He put the blinkers on and said to me, I don't want you looking at any other thing. You're going to sign up to this challenge. And even I was reluctant to start the challenge at first, but we eventually got going. And he said, right, this is all I want you to do. That's it. Nothing
well, else. I hope, like, I really want people to hear what's important in this story is the fact that, like you said, you were crying like a little girl at the beginning because
Absolutely. That's
the state that you were in, you know. And I love that you're able to share that because I think so many people – react to that thinking that that's who the person is, and clearly to get as big as you got, it wasn't who you really were. You know, there's lots going on for you, and your brother sounds like an awesome cleanse coach. He should do some videos for other people as well, which is great. It's like, okay, cool, like some people are quitters, got it, maybe that's you, bro. I mean, there's nothing that gets a Samoan going, I'm sure, than something like that. So now,
there's a lot of rivalry between our siblings, you know, just in even having jokes, like who has the best joke, let alone who's got the best body or anything. So it when he said that to me, I literally went into a whole new mode, and I was like, it didn't become about how painful it was. It became about, okay, I'll get through this pain just to show you I'm not a quitter, because I'm your biggest brother, and I'm going to tell you what, I'll show you, so then you can, you know, you got to step up after me, you know. So those are the things that I was looking at. And, but the biggest, one of the things I just want to mention is when I talked about the stress, you literally could see the stress on, you know, when we heard that video, I heard the recording that he did for me. When you see my original photos, that's the stress oozing out of your body. It's in your pores. It's coming out. It's not only how you talk and what goes on in your head. The stress was straining in my skin. Like I'm surprised my body didn't pop out of my skin. I'd become that big, you know.
And did you do the Isobody Challenge straight away, or did that come a couple of months later?
No, he told me to sign up straight away, and I just said, mate, I'm just trying to live, you know, day by day. And so when I started, I was 176, and then by the time I started the challenge, I was 163. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So pretty early on. And do you think if you didn't have the Isobody Challenge walking alongside you, that you would have released 66 kilos in the end?
No, no, because what I don't tell people is when my ego was a little bit hurt by him, I tried to lose some weight. So my actual starting weight, and this is not starting with Isogenics, it's starting, I thought I would try and do something, I was 186 kilos. I don't really know about that. So I'd lost 10 kilos myself over a longer period of time you know what I mean? Like I thought, no, I'm going to try this or I'm going to try that. And it wasn't really working. And so when I said to him, yep, I'll give it a shot, I started at 176.
Okay, because like there's a couple of really important things, you know, your brother mentioning the Isobody Challenge to you straight away, but I want people to hear that you, like you said, the ego, you weren't up for it yet, but yet there was a time when you did finally sign up. So that's really important for a lot of people who might ask someone straight away to go in the challenge, because I think that's a theme throughout. You're going to hear from some different people today, and everyone has that story. And so thank you, Damien, for getting us started, because Robin, I want to transition to you because, you know, you run a busy cafe at the bottommost tip of Australia. And so I know that you noticed some instant results when you first did your cleanse, but how did the Isobody Challenge itself really change things for you? Oh, music. Hello?
Hello.
Are you there, Robin?
Yes, I am. Sorry. I pressed the wrong button on the phone.
No problem. We got some nice elevator music while it was like your intro. So.
Oh, okay.
No problem. So did you hear the question or do you want me to repeat it?
No, could you repeat it? Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. So we're just talking about how you run a busy cafe, and I know that you noticed some results when you did your first cleanse, but how did the Isobody Challenge, so the challenge itself, how did it really change things for you?
Oh, well, it changed things enormously. The first thing it actually did was spark a lot of curiosity in people around me because whilst I'd already had a physical change because I'd been using Isogenics for a couple of months, 6 months or so before, so there'd been a minor physical change, but I was really just kind of bouncing around with an okay weight loss and feeling great internally, but I wasn't really focused on anything other than maintenance. When I got really excited about after celebration in 2015, I got really excited about what I saw, the challenge of the Isobody Challenge, because it was a competition and I'm very competitive, so I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to jump into that. And then I became very, very, very focused on my body change, my physical changes. And I live in a remote area of Western Australia, so you know, running is a passion of mine, has been all my life, and I'd had a long period where I hadn't been doing it, and I took it up again. So all of a sudden, I was very obvious to all the locals around because, you know, there's no one else out on the road other than me. And
yeah.
I'm running in all weathers, you know, with hailstones on a couple of occasions. And, you know, and I would be out there slogging on the trails, slogging on the roads, and, of course, people that live around me were driving to and from work, and it's like, who is that crazy woman? My God, what is she doing? And of course, because I also had the presence of the cafe, people would be coming in saying, I saw you at 5:30 this morning. I was like, was that you? I was like, oh yeah, it was. You know, what are you doing? And there was the curiosity that came in. And there was also, I was hitting the gym every single night, so I was refusing invitations to go out, refusing invitations to barbecues. Oh, no, sorry, I've got to go to the gym. Or, yeah, I'll come, but I'll be late because I'm going to the gym first. And all of my friends were sort of sitting there saying, what's going on? What's happening? Why are you doing this? And then, of course, my body was changing quite a bit with that. So it became a ready intro into having an Isogenics conversation with people because you're looking fantastic, girl. What are you doing? And it just went from there. So, yeah, it changed things dramatically.
You know, I love that story because I think a lot of people don't recognize the importance of being a product of the product because you were, at the beginning, But then you became a product of being in maintenance mode, which a lot of people are in, and I can relate to that for many, many years. And yet your focus and your commitment change, it just sparks something in people. There's something about that that is actually quite confronting, I think, for people, but they're also curious. They're also intrigued, like maybe I could do something like that. So, Robin, thank you for that little intro. Just in terms of sharing even your training changes, even how you were showing up socially changed, because that kind of change is what sparks authentic conversation. So I think Mick might have some similar stuff here too. So Mick, a.k.a. Michael. Look, for those of you that don't know Mick, he was known as the fit guy. And look, I'm curious, Mick, what had you even do the Isobody Challenge in the first place? Because I know a lot of people look at the fit guy and think, well, it's maybe not a challenge for him. So I want to know why you did the challenge in the first place and how it's helped you maintain your results in a whole new way than when you just cleansed.
Yeah, okay. So, I got into Isogenics back in June 2014, and it was because of my energy being incredibly low. And I was actually seeing an energy healer who put me on to Isogenics, which was the best thing that ever happened to me. Everybody considered me, I always train in the gym. A little known fact is in 2000, I was actually the Men's Health Grand Champion and won the challenge for the magazine in Australia. And after that, I became a personal trainer after that and managed gyms for 10 or 12 years. But the life wasn't necessarily that healthy. So lots, long hours, lots of coffee, lots of artificial protein shakes, and having no idea about diet and nutrition. And when I look back on those years, although I was super fit and looked fantastic, I was also sick a lot, just with colds and flu. And the minute somebody was sick, I was sick as well. I changed professions. My energy levels were just rock bottom, and I couldn't start the day without coffee. And then I was punctuating every hour basically with a coffee to keep me going. Anyway, I did my first Isogenics 30 days in June 2014. I lost 4 kilos in my first week and thought, shit, I'm losing my bigness. And to me, being big is a really important thing. I stuck it out for the 30 days. Thought, fantastic, I'm cleansed, I'll stop. And I just dabbled with the products from then on. I was having shakes now and again. But Amanda, my fiance, had seen the results, and she started to get involved as well. And then it was the following year, she sort of said, let's do this fitness challenge together. And that's where it all started. And yeah, best thing ever. And the 16-week challenge was just amazing because I got the results I got, but I was healthy through the whole thing. There was no inkling of getting sick, and actually I feel pretty bulletproof. And even now, just on the maintenance of the products, my health, like I look good, but my health and the way my body feels as well is just amazing.
So I didn't plan this, but I have to go into something you just said because I've heard this too many times. Guys, when they do the cleanse and they lose, like you said, you lost 4 kilos and then you started getting worried that you were losing size, can you share how, because you continued on through the challenge, when you finally did the challenge, I know you lost like 10% body fat. Tell us a little bit about what happened with your size, because you're going to be speaking to a lot of guys here in particular.
Yeah, okay. So I actually lost 13%. So that was one of the big reality checks for me. So the 16-week challenge was really based on me getting my energy back. Amanda and I both had DEXA scans to start with, and I thought I'd be around 17% body fat. And when it came back at 23.1% body fat, I cried and was horrified. I got into the challenge. I kept a higher calorie intake than doing a pure cleanse. So I had more small meals. So I was probably doing 3 shakes a day and 4 small meals throughout the whole thing. And still managed to lose, I lost 12 kilos of fat and put on 3 kilos of lean muscle.
That's huge.
And that was eating a lot. Like, I was sick of eating. So that was the hardest, like, just regular meals. And of all the things I was doing, the shakes were the best thing. That's what I look forward to most. So,
Okay.
And it is a real thing about being big is that through this, your waist decreases, your upper body looks bigger, and you do actually grow. So,
Okay, so boys, now thank you ever. I now have this call forever and a day to share with those guys that give me the worried look when we talk about cleansing. And thank you for mentioning your energy levels and just even your overall health, because we can't hear that story enough because we're battling a lot of misconceptions. So thank you, Mick, for that. And look, Shannon, I particularly love your story. I don't know if you love that I'm going to tell this part of your story, but I love that you thought you looked really good with your shirt off before Isagenics. And I didn't know that about you. You told me this hilarious story that it was your wife's fault because she kept telling you looked so good. So tell me, Shannon, about how good you thought you looked and how good you think you look now that you've had the focus of the 16 weeks.
Oh, thanks a lot for inviting me on to the call. And, you know, that is a funny one. Like that photo that I shared with you, it's so, oh, mate, I don't know. But I can sort of relate to what Mick was saying about being big, because my partner, she's like, oh, babe, your shoulders are looking pretty big. Oh, chest is looking buff. So, you know, I was focusing on those areas, and I wasn't really starting to notice, I guess, that my stomach was bulking up as well. But then when I look back at that photo, I'm like, mate, what were you thinking? I mean, my thighs were rubbing together down to my knees. I was like 110 kilos. I was humongous. And, you know, I've been pretty fit in the past, but I just sort of picked up some bad habits that brought me to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm absolutely just blown away with my results right now. I just love it, yeah.
So, Shannon, there's a lot of guys who think that they don't really need, like I've heard this story over and over and over again, of they didn't really need the change. So they tell the story in retrospect, look, I didn't even think I needed Isagenics. Then my wife told me I had to do it. And once they started to experience the changes, they then start to have a whole different story. So what would you say to men who don't really think they need a change?
Oh, well, you know what? This could maybe relate back to a simple quote that I live by, and that's always gaining, never maintaining. And, you know, that transfers into all areas of my life, whether it be my fitness. You know, you can always improve. You can always get bigger, stronger, fitter, faster. But all areas of your life, you know, I like to implement that one. So I think for those people maybe need to, you know, face reality and maybe look at are they truly reaching their full potential as a human? And really ask themselves, because you know what, I've seen this program transform people physically, you know, into just looking like Greek gods. So I know what this program can do. And I'll just encourage anybody to give it a go. Just give it a try and see what happens.
So you were focusing on your big shoulders before. How has the challenge changed not just your physical, but who you are as a person and as a husband, and how's it changed you?
Oh, there's been some huge changes in my life. Like I said, you know, I picked up some unhealthy habits, and I pretty much just started on a 30-day program, and I thought that was pretty much going to be it. I needed this to just give me a kickstart again, because I've been in the health industry for a while, and it honestly just made me sick to my stomach thinking about eating chicken and broccoli 6 times a day to try and get back to where I was before. So I just try to use this as like a bit of a pick-me-up kickstart. But it was within that maybe first 2 weeks of trying the program that I actually started to feel healthy. And that was something that I never expected, because I just had never felt that before. And it was that 2 weeks mark where I decided to join the challenge, because I knew that, you know, something was happening within me. My body was starting to change faster than I thought possible. And I jumped on the challenge. And since then, you know, I've continued to do multiple challenges. I'm actually almost halfway into my 4th challenge.
Cool.
Just because this is a part of my lifestyle now. I just love it, you know. I live it, breathe it. And it's just so convenient for myself as a father as well, you know, being busy. Mm-hmm. Everyone's busy. But how easy it is it just to mix up a 30-second shake and bang, drop the kids off or vice versa, you know?
That, you know, I love that you shared the fact that you thought it was only going to be a 30-day thing, because I think that's quite common. And the important thing is that somehow you knew about the challenge. So even after 2 weeks when you started to feel different, how did you know about the Isobody challenge?
My sister-in-law, she had some awesome results, and somebody contacted her asking if she knew about this Isobody Facebook group. We didn't know much about it, so then she added us into it, and that was really my first time that I was introduced to the Isogenics community. And I just loved it. You know, there was, I posted a photo on there saying I'm about to start, and just the amount of support that I got back from people that I didn't even know, it just really blew me away. And it was from that moment that I sort of started to realize, you know, this is something special that we've got here.
Gosh, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing about that in particular, because I think that that's one thing that we can always be focused on, is the fact that the community, people surrounding you, is really the key to long-term health success. You know, you said you kept trying to get back to how you used to be. You know, there's a lot of ex-athletes out there, or ex-trainers, or people that are just sick and tired of slogging to try to get back to something they used to be. Whereas when I hear your story now, you choose to do challenge after challenge because this is a way of life. Like, this is the dad that you are now. This is, you know, so thank you for sharing that, Shannon. I think that really will hit a lot of people. So thank you. It's great. Cool. Look, Robin, I'm just curious. Now that you're running faster than girls half your age, you're now the promotional material for your gym, and you run a busy cafe, like you mentioned, why do you feel it's your responsibility, you use that word in particular, that it's your responsibility to share with other people? So why not just, you know, continue to do your own thing, look amazing? Why do you think it's your responsibility to share with other people?
Oh, yeah, well, that's a no-brainer in some ways, because there's millions of people in the world that are just like I was before Isogenics. At the time it came into my life, I was suffering badly from exhaustion and stress, and my health was just deteriorating rapidly. And it was a downward spiral that I couldn't see any way out of. When Isogenics was offered to me, I was extended a lifeline. And I just feel a responsibility for extending it, because there's so many people that they're like me. They don't necessarily have, like in Damien's story, they don't necessarily have a massive amount of weight to lose, but they're unhealthy and they're stressed and they have some weight. They're working hard. They're not necessarily getting any gain because they're working for somebody else, or they're working in small business. If anyone's working in small business, they know how hard that is. They're stressed. And sometimes what once started out as a dream, because I had that for myself, my cafe, the hospitality industry, that was a dream. And the very success of it, whilst that's on one side of it is good, it also starts to turn into a nightmare from another side, because it introduced complete physical exhaustion and, as I said, stress. So often, people in that situation, they start to turn to food, they start to turn to other substances for abuse, and they're looking for some temporary comfort, but all that happens is that makes everything worse, and they start to do exactly what I was doing, just kind of spiraling out of control. Mm-hmm. And if there is anything by example or encouragement or any means whatsoever that I can help that I can redirect that that negative energy, how could I not step up?
Brilliant. Thank you for bringing in the stress that comes from, like you said, something that was the dream, the small business, and turning into a nightmare. I guess there was no accident that you weren't sleeping well at night before.
No.
Isogenics. But ultimately, I hope everyone's hearing the transition that Robin went through, because she did the original 30-day cleanse and had great results, was in maintenance, you know, strolling along, probably feeling better. But it was really that accountability, that measure, that point where I'm sure, Robin, if you hadn't have had the challenge, you may have avoided some of those runs, you know, where the hail, like you said, you know, the weather wasn't very good. And you were out there before the cafe opened. So the challenge has really taken your results to the next level, but I think even how you're helping others to the next level, would you say?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And just a little funny story on that. I remember being out on the trail. In one day, it was just absolutely the worst weather. And this was before I was announced as a finalist, and I was running this trail thinking to myself, if only these people would know, if only they could see what I'm doing to do this, they'll give it to me hands down. They'd make me a finalist hands down if they could ever see what I'm doing. And it was just sort of like one of those moments because the weather was so crap and I was drenched, and I think it was a day that it was hailing and, you know, soggy socks, the whole bit. And what was hysterical was the team came, the film crew came, and they walked that trail with me at 4:30 in the morning. And they were saying as they're walking along, wow, you were doing this every morning. Every morning you were doing this. And I'm like, I'm walking in front of them going, leading them down the trail going, oh, my God, they know. They know. I was nearly in tears.
I was just going to say, I'm getting goosebumps because, I mean, myself as a retired athlete, I think that those moments are character building. You know, Shannon alluded, everyone has alluded to the moments. And they're often quiet moments where no one's there. But what I love, Robin, is that we all did get to see. And there's a brilliant video on Isogenics, the Isobody Challenge website, that I encourage everyone to watch. You just choose the country of Australia if you want to see some of these guys in person tell their stories. And you get to see that path that Robin's alluding to. It's special. So, you know, look, I'm getting a bit emotional, so I'll just move to Damien here just to make sure that I don't cry, because I have been known to cry on calls. But, you know, Damien, you alluded slightly to the fact that your life has changed, but you're 146 pounds or 66 kilos lighter now. I know that you're surfing, you're playing some rugby, but tell me what it's like with your wife and kids now.
Oh, well, firstly, you know, it has evolved since the liberation. You know, I was very fortunate to, we normally go to holidays once a year to Fiji, and my older son, Khan, said to me, I want to come to celebration next time you come, because we'd gone the previous year. And I said, well, we either go to Fiji or you can come to the celebration. And he goes, celebration. So we tagged on a holiday to go surfing, of course, after it. And, you know, I got there on the Tuesday and they come on the Thursday. And, you know, it's so, you know, our relationship's heightened since then, because when they announced me, you know, the look in their eyes, like, it's priceless for me. Like, I'm getting upset even thinking about it. Like, you know, they look at me so differently now. They look at me like, you know, he the trophy, you know, in the some videos that have been online, he's holding up the trophy with pride, and my other elder son, Brooklyn, came up, and he's, like, looking at me like, you know, I was bulletproof. And it had evolved, you know. I went from a father that was working 18 hours a day, totally stressed out, to finding more hours than 24 hours in a day to be with them, to take them down to school. It was the small things, you know. You always just ask the kids, you know, what is the most important thing to you? And they go, it's not the gifts that you buy them at Christmas or their birthday. It's like, it's them spending time with you. And, you know, we had a round table conversation, and it was, I wish Dad could take me to school. You know, I wish Dad would sit around the dinner table and have dinner with us. And these are the things that as I was losing the weight and losing the stress, and a stress on all accounts, was I was finding those times to do that. You know, you go kick the ball with Brookie, and, you know, pick Khan and Brooklyn for school. And my beautiful daughter, you know, such a mummy's girl, but she started saying, when's Daddy picking me up? And, you know, those are the things that you really want to be able to do regardless. And but yeah, it's so much heightened, it's enlightened now. You know, we communicate on such a high vibrating volume, I'd like to call it, because it's the engagement that I have with them. You know, I have time and clarity to stop, be in the moment with them, and not have to worry about everything else, because I can create time with obviously what's happened. And yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't always get it right. I'm sure my wife would agree, but just being able to sit in a moment with them, you know, sit there and have an engaged conversation, it has truly become, you know, it made everything worth it. You know, it made, you know, I'd catch Khan every now and then going and opening up the trophy and polishing it in the box and putting it back into the box. So,
so cute.
I know, and that just shows how proud he is, you know.
Because I think a lot of people, you can't, those aren't the stats that are, they're hard, those are things that are harder to quantify, the actually being present to your kids, you know, having the mama's girl actually want to be with daddy, you know, those kind of things that are hard to quantify, like that look in their eye when they see that their dad put in the work and that he came away with the prize, like those kind of things. And so I love that you share that, because I think a lot of people overlook that, and yet it's the thing that you keep saying, that's the thing that matters the most. That's the thing that matters the most. So I want you to travel, if you can, back in time a little bit, because if you had a conversation with yourself before you ever knew about Isagenix, so remember the crying like a girl ego guy who worked 18 hours a day, remember him?
Yep.
What would you tell yourself in your quiet moments, you know, when you were looking in the mirror and disgusted maybe, what would you tell yourself to ensure you tried the product and that you were enrolled in the Ice the Body Challenge? What would you tell yourself?
Oh, it'd be sharp and very short, and it would be wake the F-bomb up, you know, because that's what drives me. Like, literally, there's no sugarcoating this. Snap out of it. You know, look, you know, I think my brother really gave me the tools by him saying, he knows how to talk to me. And I guess that's because we've always had that type of relationship. You know, I've had a lot of, in multiple businesses, people always saying yes to me, I guess. And, you know, you don't want yes people around you. You want someone to say, hey, snap out of it. You know, you need to go. And I've never had a problem with people telling me that in business, but as soon as it was personal, my ego jumped in. So I would literally be telling myself, because I'd be looking at if I'm looking back talking to him right now, he's actually looking at a newer version going, who the hell is this guy? And I'm telling him to snap out. He'd snap out of it very quickly.
So I hope, look, your story is really impactful because of the relationship with your brother as well. But like you said, the message to yourself is one thing. But if you're someone who's watching a family member, just notice what Damien's brother did for him, you know, like what, because you said it, you said, look, he said these things to me, but he said it with love. Like, that's really important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, wake, you know, sorry for the profanities. They're going to think everyone in Australia swears, hey, this is going to be like the thing now. But sometimes maybe that's just the truth that needs to be told at that moment. So, I hope people are really hearing that sometimes we have to be a stand for people, and not just a stand for them doing the cleanse, but being a stand for them doing the challenge, for something that's going to make them accountable. Like, there's weekly accountability calls inside of this space. There's a community, like Shannon was talking about, the Facebook group. There's, you know, if you guys knew what they did with the finalists, like, I've been blown away by what Isagenix does for the 100 Pound Club, what they do for the Ice the Body Challenge finalists. Like, it's mind-blowing, the care that they have. So my last question, Damien, is for you, because I introduced the call by saying that myself and my partner have never completed an Ice the Body Challenge, and I'm sure I'm not the only one on the line. So why should we all be completing an Ice the Body Challenge and getting our team members to do the same thing?
Well, the first question I'd say, why not should you not be doing it? that would be my first point of call. You know, when you come into an environment, firstly, of Isagenix, it's such a positive environment. And, you know, when someone sort of mentions it to you, you obviously get inquisitive into what it is. But just the whole, you know, you can go on a 30 days and you can then hit maintain, and that's cool. But as Shannon said, you know, why not test yourself? Why not push yourself to those limits to see what yourself as a human being can actually achieve, you know, what's the harm in it? At the end of the 16 weeks, the least that you could do is say to yourself was, I've actually completed 16 weeks and I feel great, you know, I look great, why not? You know, I guess that's his question. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you not want to do it? It's a tool there to. They wouldn't give you a tool to not succeed. That tool is designed for you as a person to make increments in small or large steps to succeed. So why wouldn't you? And then everything, and like I said, I talked to you before, the weight loss is so secondary to me. It's what else has come around. I'm faster in my thinking. You know, I provide in my business space things that would take me months to do because I was clogged, only days. And these are the off spins that come from. I can only credit it to the 16-week challenge because it teaches you to maintain. It teaches you to maintain your habits, you know, on a daily basis. So when you maintain good habits, everything else flows out from there.
This is good because I love this because I put it out there because that question is coming directly at me. It's personal, which I love because then it means it's a real call. And when you said, well, why not and why wouldn't you, I thought that was really great because it's apathy or I don't need this. And I was literally personally thinking, well, I already made a huge transformation. Why do I have to do more? But I think that attitude itself is flawed. You know, it's flawed in what Shannon, I'm going to go back and read his quote, always gaining, never maintaining. You know, that always improving attitude that he has. And I think you guys have all alluded to it in the same way because the stories are all pointing to the same thing. It's that if you're not evolving, then you're dissolving, you know, that you are going backwards in some way. So the challenge is on, Damien. I'm there. Like, I've heard the call. I felt it.
Yep.
It's reverberating in me. And so, look, I really, really, really do want to thank all of you for saying yes to the challenge because you were courageous enough to commit to those 16 weeks and share it with the world around you. And now each and every one of us has a choice, you know, to be accountable to what's possible for our own health and fitness or not. And your stories have touched our hearts. They've touched my heart for sure. And they also stir something within us all that knows that we can do more than we currently are. So, look, for me, here's to masses of Isobody Challenge registrations that go on straight after this call. And seriously, huge thank you. And I know everyone feels this, to Robin, to Shannon, to Mick, to Damien. You're all finalists. Damien, you won. But I know that I've heard you all say just the community that you guys have become is really special. So thank you for coming on the line today. And I really want to shout out to everyone that if you never want to miss another call again and ensure your team doesn't either, go to takeactionteam.com and grab the Podomatic link and register for your weekly newsletter as well because this is the way that you ensure that you can be live on the calls, but you can also, you know, promote the calls that are coming up. And the Podomatic link, you know, that's what I listen to in my car all the time. It's amazing. So this is the way. TakeActionTeam.com is the way that you actually go get that link. And at that same site, you know, celebration in Vegas is fast approaching. You know, it feels like we just ended Australian celebration, but the Vegas celebration, the worldwide celebration, is August 7th to 10th. And the Take Action team is throwing a Great Gatsby pre-celebration shindig on the 7th of August. And each and every one of you are invited. So you can buy your tickets in the event section of that website so you can enjoy a cocktail with the global team. So from all of us in ANZ, no matter what our accents may be, we just want to thank you for listening in. And I can't say enough about the kind of people who are willing to take themselves on, be a demonstration for all of us so that we too may become better versions of ourselves. So thank you so much, everyone.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye.
Thanks, Sarah.